We're back on with Cole from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette, and I, as always, appreciate more time from you. Been busy there?
Yeah, pretty busy today. Still working on getting more of our ice fishing gear in. We are seeing lots of stuff arrive in the shop. Plenty of augers right now. We're going through ice rod combos super fast, but we have some more jigging wraps and different lures in the store. Some of the Lindy rattling spoons, and those are real popular. So we got stuff coming in, and there's definitely more on the way.
I know it's been a tough year for supply chain stuff, so you know I'm glad that you let us know you're still getting things in that are in demand too. So stop in and see the fellers at Superior Outfitters, and as promised, Cole, I want to talk about your trout fishing efforts because I didn't get very many trout fishing reports this weekend. What about you? Did you do any good?
Yeah, I mean, to get out and get some fish through the hole is a good day in my book. We didn't hammer them like I was hoping, but yesterday got out at first light, only got 3 brook trout, undersized fish, but we fished from 8 till 1:30, and most of the action came right in midday, which surprised me. I was expecting the morning to be a little bit better, but with the recent temperature change, I don't know if the extra cold made a difference or not.
Maybe it's barometric pressure or something, huh?
Yeah, barometric pressure might have had something to do with it.
And you were fishing for brook trout, which there are very few brook trout ponds around the UP that stay open year-round. Most of them are more rainbow trout-oriented. And did you get any reports there?
Yeah, I did. I had a few friends get out for rainbow trout, and they did actually pretty well. They did fish the morning, much like I did. And they were using a variety of tactics, including teardrop jigs with wax worms, Swedish pimples, a size 2, and a few other tactics. And they had some good success, caught some keepers, and those guys had a lot of fun. They actually cut a hole in the ice big enough so they could sight fish for these rainbows in about 8 feet of water. So they were watching them come in, and they were surprised by the size of some fish that came in and never took their bait, but they were able to see them. So pretty exciting stuff from what those guys were doing. I hope to get out with them soon.
Now, what were you using, and what did you hear those guys were using?
We had a variety of tactics on Sunday. We were pretty much trying anything and everything. We had a minnow on a dead stick with a bobber. That actually was taken 2 or 3 times, and we weren't fast enough on the hook set. Missed a couple on just teardrop jigs. I was using a gold jig tipped with a wax worm, about a 3-millimeter teardrop. And we had one dead stick on a bobber set up with a crawler, which we are carrying in the shop. And we had a few takes on that as well. But once again, a little slow on the hook set, so we never got to see them through the hole. And the other guys, they were using teardrop jigs, fire tiger and gold, tipped with wax worms as well, were what I was hearing from them. So,
Cole from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette, really appreciate your time as usual, bud. Good stuff today, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Adam. And good luck to everybody getting out.
We'll catch up with you and Nick down the road here as usual. And this is The Outdoor Show.